Comer, Oversight Committee to start bringing in key figures in Biden family influence peddling schemes. By Christina Wong on June 19, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, RKY, said Sunday the panel would start bringing in more witnesses in its investigation into the Biden family influence peddling schemes. The chairman told Fox News Life, Liberty and Levin. We're going to start bringing in key figures in the Biden family influence peddling schemes for depositions. And I think we're on the right track, even though we're having to fight the FBI, fight the DOJ, fight the Democrats in Congress and fight the mainstream media. Last week, Comer issued a subpoena for former Hunter Biden business partner Devin Archer. Archer is negotiating a deposition date, Breitbart News reported. Comer vowed that he would keep fighting to get more information, and that what the committee has received is more than what they were told was possible before. I think we've done as much as we could do with the obstacles we've had to overcome, he told host Mark Levin. No one thought I would get bank records. No one thought we would get access to the Treasury. Cabinet suspicious activity reports, but we would not take no for an answer. We kept fighting and we prevailed. When we got access to the suspicious activity reports, the mainstream media said there was nothing there, he added. He also pointed to the FD-1023, which memorialized a conversation between the FBI and an informant, who alleged that the CEO of Ukrainian natural gas company Burisma told him that then-Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter accepted $5 million each for helping the CEO deal with a corruption investigation, among other issues. He noted that FBI Deputy Director Paul Abate testified last week to the Senate Judiciary Committee that the FBI did not want to release the FD-1023 and endanger the informant's life. Comer said. Even though they will tell you and you heard in the testimony when Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley grilled the Deputy FBI Director as to why they wouldn't release the Form 1023. They said, well, we don't want to endanger the life of our paid informant who's one of our most trusted, highest paid, most credible FBI informants. So if this is the case and the FBI informant's that credible and the FBI informant tells the FBI that the Vice President of the United States took a bribe from a foreign national in exchange for foreign policy and foreign aid, then why did the FBI not investigate it? He also alleged that the FBI did nothing to investigate indirect wire transfers to 9 Biden family members via shell companies originating from Romania and China when Biden was Vice President, which the committee presented to the public last month. They didn't want to investigate the shell companies. They didn't want to investigate the money laundering. And then we know the Department of Justice hasn't done anything. So there's a pattern here where the federal government, the deep state bureaucracies, have turned a blind eye to Joe Biden, Comer said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.